Doctors devastated. I recently logged on to my local GP's website to book an appointment. To my surprise, I found a very honest account of the devastating cuts to the NHS, which have left my local surgery in crisis. The open letter, drafted by the lead GP, stated the effects of political and economic problems in recent years, especially the recession, have been impossible to avoid, though we have tried, and have had a huge impact on our NHS. There has been a constant reduction in our finances and resources, combined with an increase in demand and expectation, which has placed an unbearable workload and pressure on general practice. We are simply no longer able to provide the service that we used to. At Bath Lodge Practice, we have lost funding, staff, and high morale. Our recent Care Quality Commission inspection and review found us to be lacking in a number of areas. To date, all of the previous doctors, including our long-serving partners, have now left the practice. Their departure reflects the alarming shortage of GPs across the country. This situation is all too familiar to us. But it does take a lot for any organization to admit openly it is unable to provide adequate services. Last year, the British Red Cross declared a humanitarian crisis in our hospitals due to pressure on NHS services. Black alerts, which mean hospitals cannot guarantee patient safety, were a familiar state throughout that winter. This year, NHS bosses have already stated it could be the worst ever. With winter quickly approaching, who will suffer due to austerity this year? Who can take the slack? Who is going to step in and defend our NHS? We cannot wait. Our services are in dire need of funds and resources right now. Rebecca Gardner, Southampton.